Bueno.请我们一起先来翻开圣经路德记第二章。
Let us first turn to the Bible, Ruth chapter 2.
路德记第二章十二节。
Ruth chapter 2, verse 12.
伯阿斯说，愿主照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠主以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
Verse 12, Boaz said, May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge.
这是伯阿斯对路德的祝福。
And this is a blessing that Boaz gave to Ruth.
在这句话里头有几个重点。
And there are some main points in this phrase.
其中第一个就是伯阿斯说，神照着你所行的来赏赐你。
The first is, may the Lord repay you for what you have done.
那第二个就是你满得他的赏赐。
And the second is, may you be richly rewarded by the Lord.
在现实的生活里头，我们有时候会很不满或者很不平衡。
Sometimes in this life, we may feel that feel that it is very unfair.
因为有时候并没有照着我们的努力，我们来得到应该有的报偿。
Because sometimes we are not repaid to what, according to what we have done.
也因为这样子，所以有一些人他们在努力了一阵子之后，他们放弃了。
And because of this, some people give up after putting in an effort for a period of time.
因为努力并没有得到所预期的应该有的结果。
Because their effort did not result in what they thought should be the outcome.
但是在信仰的道路上面，如果我们是因为信仰是为了神而做的，那一定会得到应该有的结果。
But in our journey of faith, if we are doing what we should be doing for the Lord, then we will definitely receive the reward that we should be given.
那我们实在也从路德的身上来看到这一个事实。
And we can see this from Ruth.
路德记只有四章。
There are only four chapters in the book of Ruth.
但是在整本圣经里头，看起来这是不能够少的一本书。
But from the whole Bible, we can see that this is a book that cannot be lacking in the Bible.
因为这本书跟大卫犹大王朝有直接的关系。
Because there is a direct connection between this book and King David.
The dynasty of David.
The dynasty of King David.
那这个大卫的王朝，在整个以色列的历史当中是占着一个很重要的角色。
And the dynasty of King David plays a very important role in the history of the Israelites.
这本书又跟主耶稣的降生、主耶稣的族谱有直接的关系。
And this book also has a connection with the birth of Jesus and the genealogy of Jesus.
所以就历史、就信仰，这都是圣经里头不能够少的一本书。
And so, from the aspect of history and faith, this is a book that we cannot do without in the Bible.
那虽然只有四章，这本书里头又充满着很好的榜样，很好的鼓励。
And even though there are only four chapters, this book contains a lot of good examples and encouragement.
我们知道士师时代是一个神的百姓任意而行，一个混乱的时代。
And we know that during the time of Judges, the Israelites were very corrupt.
讲到这 chaos 这个混乱里头一定会有这个败坏
And in this chaos, they did what was bad.
那在这个有 chaos 就会有 corruption 那所以呢，在这样的时期里头，也可以说是一个没有光、黑暗的时期。
And during this chaos, when there was corruption, this can also be a period of time where there was no light, only darkness.
所以很多人就说，这个路德记就好像黑暗当中的那一盏明灯。
And so some people say that the book of Ruth is like the light in the darkness.
让人觉得这里头有希望让人觉得在混乱的当中是有秩序的，是很温暖的。
And so it allows people to feel like there is hope in darkness and there is warmth and comfort in this chaotic period.
我们请看路德记第一章第一节。
Let us look at Ruth chapter 1 verse 1.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个 儿子往摩押地去寄居。
Verse 1, in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab.
在这里提到一开始的时候是有人从 有这个神的显明、啊、从这个犹大的伯利恒搬到摩押去。
And here it says there were chosen people of God who moved from Bethlehem to the land of Moab.
因为当时有饥荒。
Because there was a famine in the land.
这个伯利恒本来是一个物产很丰盛的地方。
And Bethlehem is a place that is very abundant in their material goods.
这个物产很丰富，常常是因为神的祝福。
And they were very abundant because this was the blessing of God.
一个物本来应该有很多物产的地方，那突然间没有生产了。
But from this place that was very abundant, all of a sudden they had no crops or production.
这总是会有一些的原因才会造成这样子。
And there has to be a reason for this to result.
所以很有可能是他们在信仰上的败坏。
And it could be because they were corrupt in their faith.
很有可能是因为神在考验他们。
Or it could be that God is testing them.
因为这个伯利恒他的这个地名的名字本来是这个粮食的仓库的意思。
And because the name Bethlehem means that it is a storage for food.
那表示说这个地方更是物产丰富。
So it means that it is a place where the crops and production is bountiful.
所以有饥荒这一定有原因的。
So there has to be a reason to the famine.
要紧的是去找出原因。
And so when there is a sense of urgency, you have to find the reason to it.
那这个家庭他们是采取的行动是找个有粮食的地方。
And so this family, their action was to find a place with food.
那这样子的话，常常永远没有办法解决问题。
But because of this, they can never solve the problem.
再请看到第六节。
If we look in verse 6.
第六节，他就以两个儿妇起身要从摩押地归回，因为他在摩押地听见神眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食给他们。
Verse 6, when she heard of Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them.
这里说这个伯利恒又开始有粮食了。
Here it says that Bethlehem started to have food again.
这个神的祝福他不会永远的拿掉的。
And God will not remove his blessings from his people forever.
如果问题解决了，神的祝福就又来到。
If the problem is solved, then the blessing of God will come upon them again.
如果是神的考验，那个考验也不会是长久的。
And if God is testing them, then this test will not last for a long time either.
所以不要随意的来离开神所祝福的地方。
So we should not leave the place that God has blessed very carelessly.
对我们今天来讲，就是不要离开教会。
For us today, that means that we should not leave the church.
那我们再跳回这个二章的十二节。
Let us jump back to chapter 2, verse 12.
那当时为什么这个波阿斯会对路德做这样的一个祝福
？And so why did Boaz bless Ruth in this manner?
如果我们不晓得的话，路德记只有四章，请你回家把它读几次。
And if you did not know that there are only four chapters in the book of Ruth, then please go home and read these chapters.
今天早上我们的重点放在波阿斯所说的这句话，照你所行的来赏赐你。
And so our emphasis for this morning is on this phrase that Boaz said, which is, may the Lord repay you for what you have done.
这个赏赐不是从人来的，是从神来的。
This reward is not from man, but from God.
今天我们每一个人也都需要得到神的赏赐。
Today, all of us need to receive these rewards from God.
所以对我们来讲，当行怎样的事，这个是重点。
And so for us today, we should, the, The main point is what happened during that time.
好，所以让我们来看看这个路德他到底做了些什么事。
So we need to study what Ruth did during that time.
啊，他所做的也可以成为我们要做的。
And what she did is something that we can learn from and what we should do too.
第一个啊，这个波阿斯看见路德啊，是来投靠在神的翅膀底下。
First, Boaz saw that Ruth had come under the wings of God to take refuge.
哦，他选择以色列人所拜的神成为他的神。
She chose the God of Israel to be her God.
哦，他对他的信仰是很，路德对他的信仰是很坚持的。
And she was very firm on her faith.
哦，这怎么说呢？
And how do you know this?
好，我们请看第一章的十四节。
Let us turn to chapter 1, verse 14.
十四节，两个儿妇又放声而哭，俄尔巴与婆婆亲嘴而别，只是路德舍不得拿俄米。
Verse 14, at this they wept again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her.
这个以利米勒这个家庭在摩押地经过了十年。
And the family of Elimelech, they actually lived in the land of Moab for 10 years.
结果这个家庭的三个男人都相继的离世了。
But the three men in this family all passed away.
所以这个家庭里头就剩下三个没有丈夫的寡妇。
And so there were only three widows left in this family.
所以这个做婆婆的就告诉这两个媳妇说，趁着你们还年轻，你们回到你们的父家去。
So the mother-in-law told her daughters-in-laws that since you are young, you should go back to your home.
这样子你们才会有前途，才会有幸福的将来。
And only then will you have a very good future.
所以这个做婆婆的，她为两个媳妇来设想。
And so, as the mother-in-law, she did this for her daughter-in-laws.
当然，这个拿尔米她是一个。是一个很好的很好的婆婆，是一个很好的人。
So we can see here that Naomi is a very good mother-in-law, and she's a very good person.
所以这两个媳妇啊，他们跟拿尔米之间有很好的感情，所以他们舍不得。
And because she had a good relationship with her daughter-in-laws, they felt that they did not want to leave her.
当拿尔米这样告诉他们的时候，他们都流泪了。
And so when Naomi told them this, they wept.
甚至是放声而哭。
And they even wept loudly.
因为他们有很深厚的感情。
Because they had very deep emotions and feelings toward one another.
所以这个拿尔米又把摆在眼前的事实啊，来提醒他们。
And so Naomi once again reminded them of the reality that they were to face.
所以这里就提到说，这个俄尔巴这个媳妇啊。她就在那种依依不舍的情况之下，她就以婆婆亲嘴，她就离开了。
And so it says that Orpah, even though she did not want to leave, she kissed her mother-in-law and she left.
只是这个路德她舍不得拿俄米。
But Ruth cannot leave her mother-in-law behind.
这也不等于说她跟拿俄米之间的感情是比俄尔巴还深。
And this doesn't mean that her connection or her attitude toward Naomi was even deeper than Orpah.
其实除了感情之外，有一项我们绝对不能够忽略的，是她的对信仰的这种坚持。
So apart from her relationship, there's something that we cannot overlook, and that was the insistence that she had in holding on to her faith.
所以十五节，拿俄米就说：“你看，你的这个daughter in law，你的。”嫂嫂她已经离开了，你为什么不离开呢？
And so Naomi said to Ruth in verse 15, Look, your sister-in-law is going back to her people. Why don't you go back with her?
那十六节，路德就再次的很坚持说，请婆婆你不要一直好像要叫我离开你。
In verse 16, Ruth was very insistent in saying, Mother-in-law, don't urge me to leave you.
她也讲出了她的一个很重要的理由。
And she spoke of a very important reason.
十六节下半句话说：“你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。”
In the latter portion of verse 16, she said, "Your people will be my people, and your God my God."
路德知道在当时的情况，他如果离开了拿俄米，他的信仰就没有了。
Ruth knew that in that situation, if she were to leave Naomi, then she would not be able to cling on to her faith.
他如果要继续他的信仰，他一定要跟拿俄米。回到犹大地区。
If she were to keep her faith, she would have to return to the land of Judah with Naomi.
哦，所以这让我们看到说，这个信仰的坚持啊，是一个很重要的事情。
So here we can see that when you, the insistence and firmness that you have in your faith is very important.
哦，那对信仰的坚持啊，也不是只是外在我们看得到、摸得到的这些事情、这些东西。
And you have to be very insistent in your faith, not only outwardly.
啊，是的，我们很努力的来让教会成为一个爱的地方。
And of course, we take great effort into making the church a place of love.
啊，我们都努力的来彼此相爱。
And we put effort into loving one another.
啊，我们也都很努力的来把教会的整个环境改善的越来越好。
And we put effort into making the environment of church even better.
哦，让大家都喜欢来教会。
So that everyone enjoys coming to church.
哦，但是这些都不是保证。
But this is not something that is a guarantee.
哦，要紧的是我们每一个个人对神的认识，对神的体验。
What is more important is our understanding of God and our experience of God.
要紧的是我们每一个人对真理、对道理的那种认识。
What is more important is our understanding of the truth.
啊，活着的话，我们可能也会像这个大媳妇这个俄尔巴，她半途就离开了。
Or else we might be like Orpah and we might leave halfway.
啊，从圣经里头，我们也实在看到一些半途而离开信仰、离开神的一些例子。
And from the Bible, we can see many examples when the people left God or left their faith halfway.
哦，因为没有很真实的信仰的根基。
Because they did not have a very good foundation and root in their faith.
哦，对神没有很真切的认识。
And they did not have a true understanding of God.
哦，对道理没有很深的认识。
And they did not have a very deep understanding of the truth.
哦，甚至在信仰上没有太多的体验。
And they did not have a lot of experiences in their faith.
哦，所以有时候就会因为利益的关系而离开了神。Profit for benefit.
So sometimes they leave God to benefit themselves.
啊，比如说罗德离开亚伯拉罕。
For example, Lot when he left Abraham.
哦，就是因为那个利益啊，那个他想要得到那个更好的土地。
It was because he wanted to gain something. He wanted to gain the better land.
哦，看起来是离开一个人。
And it seems like he was leaving a person.
哦，但是那个背后其实是离开一个信仰。
But behind it all, he was actually leaving his faith.
哦，那有时候眼前的苦也会让人离开信仰。
And sometimes the suffering that you might face right now will lead you to leave your faith.
这个保罗书信里头有提到一件事情，他说迪马因为贪爱世界而离开了我。
And in the Books of Paul it says because Demas he loved the world he left him.
哦，所以在信仰上啊，我们需要有属灵的朋友，我们需要有个模范让我们来跟随。
And so in our faith we need spiritual friends and we also need a role model for us to follow.
哦，但是那个也不是绝对的。
But that is not certain either.
哦，这个迪马他是跟着保罗的。
Demas, he followed Paul.
哦，这个保罗是一个很好的榜样，很好的模范。
And Paul was a very good role model.
哦，但是最后他也是离开了。
But in the end, he also left.
哦，那我们知道保罗那个时代他们的信仰的情况。
And we know the condition of the faith during the time of Paul.
哦，他们如果为了信耶稣，他们常常要受很多的苦、逼迫，甚至有生命的危险。
To believe in Christ, they had to endure a lot of suffering and persecution.
那所以不能够承受得了眼前的苦，就会成为一个中途离开的人。
And so for those who could not endure the suffering that they were facing at the moment, they were the ones who left their faith halfway.
哦，那路德他也知道摆在眼前的是一条怎样的道路。
So Ruth knew the road that was before her.
拿俄米年纪老迈了，那他也没有什么，哦，也没有什么财产。
Naomi was old and she did not have a lot of possessions.
哦，到犹大地去，对路德来讲，那是一个陌生的地方。
And for Ruth to go to Judah, this was a very foreign land.
哦，但是他选择跟拿俄米。
But she chose to follow Naomi.
哦， 她愿意跟拿俄米归回犹大地。
And she is willing to go back to Judah with Naomi.
哦，这个是路德她第一个所做的。
This is the first thing that Ruth did.
哦，她看重信仰，她坚持她的信仰。
She looked on her faith very. She took great importance.In holding on to her faith.
哦，他知道到犹大地，他才能够敬拜神，他才能够不离开神。
She knew that only by going to the land of Judah could she worship God and not leave God.
哦，所以他知道他必须要跟拿俄米回到犹大地去。
So she knew that she had to return to the land of Judah with Naomi.
哦，今天在哪里才能够真正的拜到神，也是一个啊，对我们来讲也是很重要的。
And today for us today, Where we can also worship God, this is very important.
在一个有真理、有圣灵的地方，我们才能够成为一个真正敬拜神的人。
Where there is truth in the Holy Spirit, this is a place where we could truly worship God.
在这里有真理、有圣灵，这里就是拜神的地方。
Where there is the truth in the Holy Spirit, this is a place where we can worship God.
再请我们看到路德记第二章。
Let us turn to Ruth chapter 2.
好，我们先看第一章的二十二节。
Verse
22. 22节，拿俄米和他儿妇摩押女子路德从摩押地回到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。请念。
Verse 22. Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It will be good for you, my daughter, to go with."
第一章二十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 22. So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth the Moabitess.Her daughter-in-law arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning.
啊，神又祝福了这个伯利恒。
And so God once again blessed Bethlehem.
哦，所以当这两个妇女回来的时候，是收割的时期。
And so when these two women returned, it was during the barley harvest.
哦，所以在二章的第二节，摩押就这个路德就对拿俄米提出这样的请求。
And so in chapter 2, verse 2, Naomi presented this request to Ruth.
说让我到田间去捡起麦穗。
Ruth presented this request to Naomi to go to the fields.
哦，这是当时这个贫穷人他们所做的事情。
And this is something the poor did back then.
哦，在收割的时期能够得到这些地主的一些恩惠。
And so when they, during the time of the barley harvest, they would go and receive some blessings from the people who own the land.
哦，所以可以看得出来，路德跟拿俄米他们在当时的社会，他们是那种所谓的穷困的人。
So we can see that in that society, Ruth and Naomi, they were poor.
那这个路德啊，他愿意去做这个事情，去捡起麦穗。
And Ruth was willing to go to the fields and glean.
哦，这个是请求别人来恩待他们。
And this is asking someone to show blessing and favor towards them.
哦，所以路德啊，她一个外来的女子，她就开始啊来做这个一看就是很贫穷、很卑贱的一个工作。
So Ruth.This foreign woman was willing to do something that seemed poor and lowly.
那在第二章里头的描述里头呢，说到她常常是从早晨啊一直工作到晚上。
And so in chapter 2, we can see that she worked from the early morning to night.
她刚好来到这个地主波阿斯的这个田里。
And so she came to the field of Boaz.
哦，她是一个外来的人，所以波阿斯一眼就看出来这是一个陌生人。
Because she was foreign, Boaz could tell that she was from a foreign land.
啊，所以波阿斯他也很好奇地问说这是谁。
So Boaz was very curious and asked who was that woman.
哦，人们就跟波阿斯报告啊，这个人是谁啊，他的情形怎样。
So the foreman they reported to him to tell them who she was and what her condition was.
啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
这个路德说，请你容我跟着收割的人拾起打捆剩下的麦穗。他从早晨直到如今，除了在屋子里坐一会儿，藏在这里。
Verse 7. She said, "Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the harvesters." She went into the field and has worked steadily from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter.
再请看十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节，他起来又拾起麦穗。波阿斯吩咐仆人说：“ 他就是在捆中拾起麦穗，也可以容他，不可羞辱他。
Verse 15, as she got up to glean, Boaz gave orders to his men, even if she gathers them on the sheaves, don't embarrass her.
这个在第七节说，他是从早晨一直工作到现在。
And in verse 7, it says, she was working from the morning until now.
15节说，他休息了一下，他赶快又起来，又去工作。
Verse 15, it says, she rested for a little while, and then she quickly got up and continued her work.
捡这个麦穗一天能够捡多少？
So when you're gathering this, when you're gleaning, how much can you pick up in a day?
有时候我们会看说，这个结果是这么的少，为什么要去做？
And sometimes you can see that the result is not great, so why would you continue to do it?
但是我想路德他不是这样来看事情。
But I believe that Ruth did not see the situation in this way.
他所看到的是我现在能够做什么。
What she saw is what I can do now.
那他就努力的去做。
And then she put effort into doing this.
这个就是尽人的本分。
And so she is putting in all her all.
虽然眼前我能够做的就只有这么一点点。
Even though she can only do this little bit in front of her.
那我就努力的去把它做好。
But she put an effort to doing it to her fullest extent.
这个是神赏赐她的原因之一。
And that is one of the reasons as to why God blessed her.
那她对周遭的人，我们看第七节，她是用那种请求的口气，很客气的，请你们容我来做这个事情。
And in verse 7, we can see how she treated the other people. She was very courteous in asking them to please let her glean.
所以我们看到周遭这些人在对波阿斯做报告的时候，都是很正面的来描述路德这一个人。
And so we can see that when the people were giving their report about Ruth, they had positive things to say about her.
我想这也是一个很重要很好的美德。
And I think this is something that is very important and very beautiful.
眼前我们能够做什么，我们就努力的去做好它。
What we can do right now, we should put our effort into doing to our fullest extent.
因为我们相信神，我们也知道神的同在。
Because we believe in God and we know that God abides with us.
神如果愿意，会让很小的事情有很大的果效。
If God is willing, He will let something very small have a great outcome.
我们也看到路德他后来的蒙福。
And we can see the blessings that Ruth received later on.
这个捡起麦穗就是他跟拿俄米的粮食。
And so when she was picking up this barley, this was actually the food that she and Naomi had to eat.
那谈到粮食，我们也常常会想到我们属灵的粮食。
So when we talk about food, we often think of our spiritual food.
那我们如果用这样来看的话，那就提醒我们，我们如何的，应该如何的努力的来得到我们属灵的粮食。
So if we look at it from this perspective, then we know that we should put in an effort into obtaining spiritual food.
用这样的精神，路德这样工作的精神，我们来学习圣经的道理。
And so from the work attitude that Ruth had, we can come to learn the teachings in the Bible.
可能我们一天能够播出来的时间并不多。
Maybe we cannot set aside a lot of time in one day.
在忙碌的生活当中，可能那十五分钟就是我所能够拿出来的。
In our busy lives, maybe we can only set aside 15 minutes.
这十分钟、十五分钟，我到底能够学多少道理
？So in this 10 or 15 minutes, how much truth can I learn?
但是这是我眼前能够做的，我们就好好的去做。
But this is what I can do right now, so let us do it.
相信我们也一定能够像路德这样子，照我们所做的来得到赏赐。
And I believe, like Ruth, we will be able to do according to ability and receive our reward.
在第二章的十九节到二十，这个第二章的十九节到二十三节是路德一天工作回来之后跟婆婆的对话。
And so from chapter 2, verse 19 to 23, this is the dialogue between Ruth and her mother-in-law when she returned from gleaning.
在这个短短的对话里头，也让我们感受到路德这一个人，他真的有很好的工作的态度。
And so from this short dialogue, we can see that Ruth had a very good work attitude.
辛苦了一天，但是他还是很有耐心的 好好的来跟拿俄米对话。
Even though she worked very hard during the day, she was still very patient in talking with Naomi.
哦，她不会说我一点已经很累了，我要赶快休息。
She did not say that I'm already very tired. I need to rest.
哦，她可以感受到说婆婆是多么的关心她。
But she can feel the concern that her mother-in-law had for her.
哦，她好好的跟婆婆来对话啊，婆婆更加的疼爱她。
And because she spoke to her mother-in-law, very politely, her mother-in-law treated her very well.
哦，所以不但路德他的工作的精神，还有很重要的，他跟周遭的人的这种态度跟互动。
And so we can see that she not only had a good work attitude, but she also had a very good interaction with the people around her.
好，再请看路德记二章二十二节。
Let us look at Ruth chapter 2 verse 22.
拿阿米对儿妇路德说：“女儿啊，你跟从他的使女出去，不要叫人遇见你在别人田间，这才为好。”
Verse 22, Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It will be good for you, my daughter, to go with his girls, because in someone else's field you might be harmed."
哦，这个波阿斯啊，他知道了路德的情形啊，他就对路德讲说：“你在这个收割的时期啊，你就跟着我的使女，在我的田间来拾取麦穗。”
And because Boaz knew the situation that Ruth was in, he said to her, during the time of the barley harvest, you should come to my fields and work with my girls.
哦，所以路德当然也把这样的话来向婆婆报告。
And so Ruth reported what Boaz had told her to her mother-in-law.
哦，那所以这个拿阿米就告诉路德说，对，你要这样子，你不要到别人的田间去拾取麦穗。
And so Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "Yes, you should do this. You should not go to someone else's field."
哦，这对我们今天也有很好的属灵教训。
And this also has a very good spiritual teaching for us today.
哦，我们真的要学习道理，我们真的要认识神啊！我们就是在这里，在真耶稣教会里头来领受。
If you really want to learn about the truth and the teachings of God, then we should remain here in the True Jesus Church.
哦，那当然，我们也看到路德他的这一种。对婆婆的这种听话顺服。
And we can also see that Ruth was very obedient and she listened to her mother-in-law.
哦，常常我们听从这个啊，从人来的教导，其实就是在听从神。
And sometimes when we're listening to teachings from other people, we're actually listening to God.
啊，尤其这些啊，有在灵修、灵性好的人。他们所讲的常常就是从神来的信息。
Especially those who have good spirituality or they have good spiritual cultivation, a lot of times when they talk, this is a message from God.
哦，所以路德他听从婆婆给他的指示。
So Ruth, she listened and was obedient to what her mother-in-law told her to do.
哦，这个拿阿米他真的也是爱路德。
And Naomi, she truly loved Ruth.
哦，其实他也是在为路德的将来来做着想。
And she was also thinking about the future.
哦，所以在第三章开始就讲到拿阿米对路德的一个安排。
And so in chapter 3 we start to see the plans that Naomi had for Ruth.
哦，所以这个路德啊，他也是一样听从的接受这样的安排。
And Ruth, she was very obedient and she accepted what her mother-in-law told her to do.
这个路德他到底做了些什么事情？
So what did Ruth do?
啊，请看第三章第三节。
Let us look at chapter 3, verse 3.
第三节，拿阿米对路德说，你要沐浴抹膏，换上衣服，下到场上，却不要使人认出你来，你等他吃喝完了。
Verse 3, wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking.
哦，这个拿阿米告诉路德说，你去见波阿斯，你要怎么预备你自己。
So Naomi instructed Ruth on how she should prepare herself when she went to see Boaz.
哦，那这个路德他也照着这样做，他这样来准备自己，然后去见波阿斯。
So Ruth did accordingly, and she prepared herself before she went to see Boaz.
啊，这里说到做了三件事情。
Here says she did three things.
啊，沐浴、抹膏、换上衣服。
Wash and perfume herself and put on her best clothes.
啊，我们知道，对旧约的很多的事迹啊，我们常常用灵异来做解释。
And so we know that for a lot of things in the Old Testament, we can look at it from a spiritual aspect.
哦，将来我们都要见主耶稣。
In the future, we will all go and see Jesus.
哦，那是一个蒙福的时刻。
And that is a time of blessing.
哦，也是要照我们所做的来得赏赐。
And at that time, we will also be rewarded according to what we have done.
哦，所以这三件事情都有它属灵的意义在里头。
So these three things, there is a spiritual meaning behind it.
哇，这个沐浴洗净我们的身体。
Wash is to wash our bodies.
哦，我们不但接受赦罪的洗礼，啊，我们在生活当中，我们要过圣洁的生活。
Not only do we receive the baptism that washes away our sins, but in our daily lives, we must live holy lives.
哦，在生活当中，我们常常省察自己，在神的面前来认罪悔改，得到洁净。
In our daily lives, we must examine ourselves and repent before God so that we can be cleansed.
哦，要抹上膏，我们常常追求圣灵的充满。
And to put on perfume, this means that we should seek the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
哦，换上最好的衣服啊，就是我们常常留意我们的行为。
And to put on our best clothes, this means that we should be very careful about our daily actions.
哦，为了将来见主耶稣。
And this is in preparation for us to meet Jesus in the future.
那难道路德他自己不会为将来做准备啊，做着想吗？
So did Ruth not think about her own future?
迟早有一天，拿俄米会离开这个世间。
One day Naomi would also leave this world.
那路德怎么办？
So what would happen to Ruth?
哦，这是一个很实在、很现实的问题。
And this is a very realistic problem.
哦，这个问题也必须要去面对，也必须要去解决。
And this is a problem that they would have to face and solve.
哦，那我们看路德他怎么来解决。
So how did Ruth solve this problem?
啊，请看第三章第十节。
Let us look in chapter 3, verse 10.
第十节，波阿斯说：“女儿啊，愿你蒙神赐福。”你末后的恩比先前更大，因为少年人无论贫富，你都没有跟从。
Verse 10, the Lord bless you, my daughter, he replied. This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger men.
啊，是的，那个问题是一个事实，也摆在眼前。
So the problem is very realistic, and this is something that they had to face.
哦，但是路德知道他的将来跟他的信仰跟神有关系。
But Ruth knew that her future and her faith was connected to God.
哦，所以要为将来去做打算，但是她愿意保守在神的带领里头。
And even though she wanted to plan for her future, she also wanted to be under the guidance of God.
哦，那对我们今天来讲，就是这种等候神。
For us today, this is waiting for God.
再请看三章十八节。
Let us look in chapter 3, verse 18.
十八节，婆婆说：“女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就。因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。”
Verse 18, then Naomi said, "Wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens. For the man will not rest until the matter is settled today."
哦，这个路德的态度就是可以从这里来做说明。这个拿米叫他说：“你安心的坐着来等候。”
So we can see the attitude of Ruth from this verse, and that is Naomi told her to wait patiently.
哦，当我们讲到等候的时候，我们常常有一个盲点，就是说什么都不做。
And sometimes we have a misunderstanding of what it means to wait, and that is that we think when we're waiting, we do not need to do anything.
哦，其实路德他的等候不是什么都不做。
But for Ruth, when she was waiting, this did not mean that she was doing nothing.
哦，这就是为什么我们今天要讲照着她所做的来得赏赐。
That is why today we are studying that she was rewarded according to what she did do.
哦，其实她已经做了她的本分应该做的，她可以做的。
And actually, she had already done what she could do to her best ability.
哦，就是我们常讲的，我们人做了我们的部分，然后神会做他的部分。
And so, as we often say, we fulfill our duty and what we can do, and then God will do the rest.
哦，所以等候神不是什么都不做。
So when we are waiting for God, this does not mean that we are doing nothing.
哦，是我们尽本分做了我们的部分，然后我们来看神怎么来成全。
But rather, it means that we do what we can do to our best ability, and then we see how God works.
路德来见波阿斯的时候，他是以怎样的态度？
So what kind of attitude did Ruth have when she went to see Boaz?
哦，他是静静的，他躺卧在波阿斯的脚底下。
She went silently and she lay at the feet of Boaz.
路德已经做了他所有应该做的。
She did everything that she should have done.
那他在波阿斯的面前来表明他的卑微，他的无助。
So before Boaz, she showed her lowly position and where she was lacking.
今天在主耶稣面前，我们做了我们应该做的。
Today before God, we should do what we should do.
然后我们不是一个有点骄傲的态度说，看嘛，我做了这么，我该做的我都做了。
And we should not have a proud attitude and say, look, I have done everything that I can do.
在主耶稣的面前，我们承认我们是卑微的，我们是无助的，我们需要他的恩惠。
Before God, we should acknowledge that we are lowly and that we are lacking and we need His grace.
所以我们也看到路德真的得到神照着他所做的来赏赐他。
So we can see that Ruth was truly rewarded according to what she did.
照着波阿斯所说的，她是满得神的赏赐。
And so according to what Boaz said, she was filled with the blessings of God.
她从卑贱成为尊贵。
From lowly, she became one that was honored.
从贫穷成为富足。
From poor, she became rich.
从没有依靠、没有指望，成为有依靠、有指望。
From someone who did not have hope or anyone to rely on, she became filled with hope.
甚至她所领受的福气是所谓的满意，满了，又流出来给别人分享。
And even the blessings she received was overflowing, that she can share these blessings with other people.
我们一起唱诗63首。
Let us sing hymn 63.
Sixty-three. 我们请唱第一节、第二节跟最后一节。
Let us sing verse 1, verse 2, and the last verse.